Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Arizona homeowners, thanks for dropping by my house, where we spend the show talking about your house. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. And we used to have to say press 1 to bypass the auto attendant and all that. You can forget all that. Just dial the number and it'll put you directly into the call screening booth here at the broadcast headquarters. My dear darling daughter, Carol, will pick up the phone, get your name, where you're calling from, your question. We'll get you an answer as quick as we can. Tickled to death to be able to announce that our website, rosieonthehouse.com, has again, for 12 years in a row, been voted the safest, most reliable place to find a contractor referral in the entire state.
Ranked number one.
That's 12 years in a row. Ranked number one.
Well, I do think one of the reasons, there are many, many reasons, but you will always get a human person answering. I have people thank me every week for being, for not being a robot.
Thank you for not being a robot. Yes. Thank you for being a human.
Yeah.
You mean you don't do your robot imitation going, hi, this is Jennifer. May I help you?
No, not into the chat box, no. Mm.
Mercy. So give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. We'll talk on air this morning about your question, your project, and we'll help you as well as everyone that's listening. Help them with a project similar to what you're trying to tackle. We'll be educating and hopefully entertaining everybody just a little tad bit. While the phones line up, now the lines are open. Carol, you've got what we call the red notebook.
Absolutely. And for anyone who's newer to the segment, this is a point of the show where I get to review some of the most asked questions we've got in the info inbox. You can email us at any time during the week at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'm the one who answers those questions, but it's not really me. It's me meeting with Dad, me dictating, you know, what he says. But, you know, our guarantee is that you'll get an answer.
You're getting good, though. You're getting very, very good.
Thank you. There's some reoccurring questions that I think I've started to know what you're going to say. But Greg wrote in this week and said, hey, I'm looking to find information on insulating my block home. 1973, west facing, part of the house is stuccoed. I'm wondering if this is a job I can do myself, if it's more cost effective to have someone else do it for me. Can this help with noise? And if I do need someone, who would you recommend?
Gosh, that's a really easy question to answer. You would want to call Dennis at Thermal Advantage. And there are several ways you can insulate the old block homes. When we built them back in the 70s, many of them got no insulation. And on the inside of the wall, we would mount a 1x ripper, cut nail it to the block. And then we would hang aluminum-backed sheetrock with the aluminum facing the block. And that was your insulation.
No wonder our house was so hot back then.
you paid 3 cents a kilowatt for your electricity back then. Mm. So we never spent a lot of money trying to save energy back then. Back then it was just the building trades. And then as the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, so much science came into the building trades. It's now a building science adventure. So he needs, that isn't a job you want to do yourself. You've got, because I would only encourage you to use one product, and that's injectable expanding foam. Do not try and stuff little vermiculite pebbles down each single cavity by yourself. That would be a complete waste of time, energy, and money. Call Dennis for less than you can buy the foam and rent the equipment it takes. He will fill all your masonry walls, empty cavity, with foam. And you won't believe the difference it will make on comfort, on dust elimination, as well as making your home much, much quieter. If you have a masonry home built in the 70s and it isn't as insulated as you would like, this is the solution for you. Do not fur out the inside wall and mount fiberglass insulation. You'll be eating up 4, 5, or 6 inches of your room, and there's no need to. This exterior foam injection method is the right way to do it. So, Greg, I hope that helps.
Perfect. Moving from the walls to the roof, we want to replace a Whirlybird vent with a solar-powered vent using this existing hole. We would like to get an experienced workman on the roof. What do you recommend?
Do not put a solar-powered fan on your roof. Do not do it. Don't do it. You don't want to put any power exhaust fan on your attic. And I don't care if it's a 120-volt fan or a solar fan, you don't want to suck air by force out of your attic. Your electric bills are going to go up, your house is going to get dustier and dirtier, and you're going to hate yourself. Just put a new Whirlybird on the roof. You want the passive airflow that is done by nature. As soon as you start forcibly sucking air out of your attic, you are going to be pulling the air conditioning air out of your living space, which you have negative pressure in the attic. It's being met and fulfilled by sucking the air condition out of your house, which now the house has negative pressure. And you know how it makes it up? By sucking in all the hot air through your doors and windows.
You're a little passionate about that.
It drives me nuts when people want to argue about this. Do not put power evacuation fans on your attic.
Now, speaking of Whirlybirds, is there a distance or a number, a static number of how many you can put on a roof? Say, instead of two, you might want a third one to kind of keep the...
It can't hurt, because it's just natural breeze and ventilation that works. So you can't have too many. But generally speaking, it's one Whirlybird for about every 600 square feet.
That's good deal.
That's just, and it depends on where your intakes are. Are they gable end vents on the end, static gable end vents, or are they bird blocking along the entire exterior perimeter of the house? That makes a difference as well. You want them to breathe and breathe naturally. So there you go.
That's one of those answers that I feel like I've heard enough that I start remembering it, but I wanted to make sure that I was on the right track.
Absolutely. Shall we bring Michelle into the conversation, who's calling? Let's see how we can help Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Rosie. As I told your daughter, we've got a topic a little off your subject that we're just going crazy down here.
Okay.
We've had ducks in our pool for the last 3 weeks. And I thought maybe you or Romy or one of your contractors would have some options and ideas on how to handle them.
I know Rosie might think of one option.
Ducks.
Gumbo.
They're messy. They're horrible.
Yeah, they can be a real mess. That's for sure.
I know. Well, I think we've got every floater, pool toy, inflatable that we own out in the pool. And nothing seems to keep them from coming in.
Where are you, Michelle? Generally speaking, where are you?
Southeast Tempe, over by the lakes.
Okay. That's very peculiar for a duck to come back again and again and again. You can actually train a duck to nest.
Oh, no.
To nest and to feed in the same place. There's something there that's drawing them there, and it isn't the swimming pool water. There's something that's drawing them there. I would tell you any kind of a moving fan blade. I'll tell you how we get the ducks out of our rice fields in South Louisiana is we have propane cannons that shoot off every several minutes.
And that's what you need, Michelle, is a propane cannon. Your neighbors will love you.
But possibly some noise, an outdoor speaker, something along that line. Once you get them to break the habit of showing up at your address, they'll not come back. Ducks are very habitual.
Got an elongated pool that we do laps in, and I thought, well, maybe it's the size of the pool that they're drawn to.
Could be.
They don't go to the neighbor's pool.
What about a solar pool cover? You know, just for temporary.
Do y'all use the pool in the winter?
No.
Well, pretty soon they're going to migrate north. And with the
weather
turning to 90 degrees here this next week, we may be able to say adios to your neighborhood ducks. But I would go to noise would be my first defense. And like I say, they are creatures of habit. They will do the same thing over and over again. So break them in the habit as quick as you can.
Well, and I have family members that live in Texas and Missouri, Oklahoma, that go duck hunting. I thought, well, we'll try and contact them. I knew they were going to say something that makes a loud boom or noise like a gunshot.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something about a gunshot that ducks are particularly adverse to.
I thought you'd go there.
There's something about that. Michelle, I would love for you to keep me posted as to what you do try. But I really do think with the weather warming up, unless they're one of these year-round golf course ducks, they'll probably be moving on. We appreciate the call. I've said we'll take any question you've got about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And Michelle took me serious.
She did that.